All right, as we transition to a time of baptism now, we remember that Jesus commands the church to go and make disciples of the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that Jesus commanded. This is what he said. This is Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." To repent and be baptized is a divine command. Baptism is a sacrament, and that means the washing with water is a visible external symbol, a sign of an invisible inward reality. The invisible reality is our union with Christ, our being washed from our sins and the newness of life in Christ. But baptism isn't merely a sign of these invisible realities. It's also a seal. Not a seal meaning all who are baptized are saved. Rather, it's a seal in that we see God's grace in the faithful submission of a believer to be baptized. Baptism is a means of grace to the person being baptized and to all who observe it. You should remember that you, too, were washed and united with Christ to newness of life. All right, Rachel and Addie, would you come forward, please? Yeah, the kids, why don't you even come and sit right on the edge there, okay? Yeah, we can even shift some things around. Don't worry about that. Adults, feel free to come forward if you'd like a better seat, a better vision. Yeah, don't fall in, though. That's my only... It's my only warning. All right. I feel a long way away from you. So, come on up here. Yeah, yeah. This is better. You are loved by the Lord. Rachel and Addie, you are loved by the Lord. And we, your fellow disciples, love you. God has been gracious to you. Don't doubt any longer. Trust the Lord who began his work of faith in you. He will be faithful to complete that work. Come in the repentance of your sins and confess your faith by answering the following questions. Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, and in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life? If you do, say, I do.
I do.
Do you acknowledge yourself to be a sinner who has turned to Christ in repentance, trusting in God's mercy alone for your salvation?
I do.
Do you receive the Bible as the very word of God, without error, teaching the only way of salvation?
I do.
Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God and Savior of sinners? And do you receive and rest upon him alone for salvation as he is offered in the gospel? Do you promise in humble reliance upon the grace of the Holy Spirit that you will live in a way that honors Christ at home, in the church, and in the world?
I do.
And do you promise to support the worship and work of this church, to submit to its biblical discipline, and to strive for its purity and peace?
I do.
Okay, and now I have a question for the congregation. Do you welcome these disciples and promise by your fellowship to strengthen their ties with the household of God? If so, say, we do.
We do.
All right. The Lord Jesus Christ instituted baptism as a covenant sign and seal for his church. He uses it not only for the solemn admission of the persons who is baptized into the visible church, but also to show his engrafting of that person into himself and his including that person in the covenant of grace. The Lord uses baptism to portray to us that we and our children are conceived and born in sin and need to be cleansed. He uses it to witness and seal to us the remission of that sin and the bestowal of all the gifts of salvation through union with Christ. Baptism with the water signifies and seals cleansing from sin by the blood and the Spirit of Christ, together with our death into sin and our resurrection unto newness of life, by virtue of death and resurrection of Jesus. Because these gifts of salvation are gracious provisions of the triune God who is pleased to claim us as very own, you will be baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. In our baptism, the Lord puts his name on us, claims us as his own, and summons us to assume the obligations of the covenant. He calls us to believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior, to renounce the devil and the world and the flesh, and to walk in humble obedience. So pray with me, please. Heavenly Father, God of all grace, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, commanded this holy sacrament, washing with water to signify and seal heavenly realities. We ask that you set this apart this water from a common use to the sacred use that you have appointed in baptism. We pray that your mercy would be sealed upon those baptized, and that they would be united with Christ in his death and resurrection, and that they would die to their sins and live in newness of life and righteousness. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Adeline Sulzenberger, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Sulzenberger, I baptize you. You want to hold your nose?
Yep.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Based on your confession of faith, we admit you to the sacrament of the Lord's Supper and the fellowship of Christ's Church. Now you must diligently continue in the faith God has given you. Don't turn your back to your old way of life. In all humility, rely on the grace of God. And rest in Jesus' faithfulness, knowing he promised that if you confess Christ before men, he will confess you before his Father who is in heaven. And to the church assembled, remember that you too were once newly grafted into Christ's church. You're responsible now to love and strengthen your new sisters here. Be patient and gentle, but don't neglect opportunities to help each other grow. Let's pray. Let us express our thankfulness in prayer. Father, we thank you that you've set your seal upon those baptized here and all your children who have been received as members of Christ and the children of God. We are branches that you've grafted into Christ. Make us grow and produce fruit in the Holy Spirit for your glory and honor. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.